Me with compassion. You see, when I was growing up and everybody first started calling me Johnny Bulky, people were jealous because I was a lumbering diddy bopping daddy. And I, admittedly, considered myself one of the more virile men in the neighborhood. And one day I was put to the test. One of the hot babes in the neighborhood said, Nino, you think you're so bold. You think you're a real stud. How about this? How about I get 15 of the sweetest women together? 15 bordacious, tartan, taitujas, tamales. And we go down to the auditorium, and in front of the whole town, you see if you can satisfy all 15. Show us you're a man worth your reputation. I said, you're odd, sister, you're odd. So I got calls all afternoon. People were saying, Nino, I hear you're going down to the auditorium to hobble 15 women in a row. Unbelievable. You think you can do it? I said, I know I can do it, Jack. I know I can do it. The night came and the whole town was there. The auditorium was filled to the rafters. The women were wheeled out. 15 naked nubile nymphs.
Tatas akimbo.
I walked out to the accolades of the crowd, dropped trow, and displayed my 10-hut status. And as the audience whooped and cheered, I nailed number one. Yeah. I nailed number two. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. Number three and number four fell like cordwood. Number five. Number six. But sadly, when I got to number nine, the cupboard was bare.
The doodad drain.
The crowd stared in shock. It was almost like Mighty Casey at the bat had struck out. Number nine proved to be his Waterloo. I said, wait a minute. But no, the crowd filed out.
The hero had disappointed them.
I walked back to the locker room, despondent, sitting there. The towel boy came up to me and said, don't feel so bad. I wept. I said, I can't understand it. Everything went so well at rehearsal this afternoon.
Grease Man. Fresh bits and lots more music in the morning on DC 101.